insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program Insights into the Holy Quran. In this edition of the program, we'll try to have a look at the commentary of Chapter Shu'ara, the 26th chapter of the Holy Quran. We'll be back after you listen to the verses we're going to discuss in this episode, 158th and 159th verses.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
فَأَخَذَهُمُ الْعَذَابُ إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَةً وَمَا كَانَ أَكْثَرُهُم مُؤْمِنِينَ.
And the punishment seized them. Indeed, in that is a sign, but most of them were not to be believers.
وَإِنَّ رَبَّكَ لَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الرَّحِيمُ.
And indeed, your Lord, He is the exalted in might, the merciful.
فَأَخَذَهُمُ الْعَذَابُ إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَةً وَمَا كَانَ أَكْثَرُهُم مُؤْمِنِينَ وَإِنَّ رَبَّكَ لَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الرَّحِيمُ. So the punishment overtook them. Verily, in this there is sign, but most of them do not believe. وَإِنَّ رَبَّكَ لَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الرَّحِيمُ. And verily, your Lord, He is certainly the mighty, the merciful. So, as we said in the previous episodes, these disobedient groups of people of Thamud, not for understanding the right thing, but for seeking pretext, they asked Salih for a miracle. He brought for them miracle because he had to complete the argument for them. And قال هذه ناقة. He said, there is a she-camel, and the camel in a miraculous way came out of the inside of a mountain. But they, in the end, عقروها. They hamstrung her, and the Holy Quran said, فَأَقَرُوهَا فَأَصْبَحُوا نَادِمِينَ. When they saw the divine punishment was close, they became regretful of what they had done. As a result, the 158th verse says, فَأَخَذَهُمُ الْعَذَابُ إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَةً وَمَا كَانَ أَكْثَرُهُم مُؤْمِنِينَ. So the punishment overtook them. Verily, in this there is sign, but most of them do not believe. Blasphemy is so important that for killing an animal, sometimes a group of people may be destroyed by divine punishment. They hamstrung her, so the divine punishment overtook them. The wrath and punishment of Allah is because of our own deed. Else He is merciful, since the verse says, إِنَّ رَبَّكَ لَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الرَّحِيمُ. Your Lord is the merciful. So whatever you do to cause the chastisement of the Almighty Allah, it is on your hands. It is because of yourselves. So in this holy verse, the Holy Quran implies that since their rebellion exceeded the limits, they actually showed that they would not accept the truth, the will of Allah, or the divine providence was to purify the face of the earth from the dirt of their existence, and He, subhanahu wa ta'ala, annihilated them. So the verse says, فَأَخَذَهُمُ الْعَذَابُ. So the punishment overtook them.
مر الزمان تألقا وأضاء للدنيا طريقا.
We hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the ability to cover more of His divine
In this
word.
Series of programs, we will inshallah discuss the Holy Quran with a thematic
approach. We will inshallah discuss the chapter.
وتمثل القرآن في أخلاقه وفعاله فيه الفؤاد تعلقا وتلاه في جنح الدجى متدبرا.
The context in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in this verse is the context of mentioning the ills and problems and evils of the people of the book, the previous nations who have received revelation, and more particularly the Jew.
Now let's listen to some of the verses of the Holy Quran.
First, let's listen to a few verses.
Now let's listen to some verses of the Holy Quran.
Insights into the Holy Quran by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hausa Seminary of Qom.
As it is explained in the different verses of the Holy Quran, it seems that a severe earthquake did shake their land, and when they woke up, they were sitting on their knees, and the event did not give them any respite. It was a fatal lightning, which was accompanied with earthquake. So this is what ruined the walls over them. And at the same time, they died in an astonishing horror. At the end of the explanation of the event, the Holy Quran repeats the same thing that was stated at the end of the explanations of the previous events of the people of Hud, the people of Noah, and the people of Abraham. It says, إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَةٌ Verily in this there is a sign, but most of them do not believe. وَمَا كَانَ أَكْثَرُهُمْ مُؤْمِنِينَ This verse implies that with the effort and endeavor of this great prophet, Prophet Saleh, and the sufferings that he tolerated while he had a great logic, those black-hearted, ungodly, disobedient people obstinately showed their opposition with that awakening miracle, and consequently, they encountered an evil destiny, which is an instructive lesson for others. Yes, none can defeat the power of Allah, as this great might is not a hinder for His mercy to be showered over His friends and even over His enemies. That's why the verse says, وَإِنَّ رَبَّكَ لَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الرَّحِيمُ Verily your Lord is certainly the mighty, the merciful. Thus, not only His mercy and favors are the signs of admonition, but also His wrath and punishment works as a sign. Thank you for staying with us, dear listeners. وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ وَبَرَكَاتُهُ
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also visit our website at parsetoday.ir. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.